Welcome to a special episode of the Rebel Entrepreneur Podcast. It is recorded on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And actually, May the 4th was the day that I launched the podcast. 3 years and almost a million episodes, a million downloads ago. Well, it's not a million episodes. It feels like a million episodes sometimes. It's actually 225 episodes. And we're coming back after a 5 month break. So where have I been? What's been going on? What's happened? And I have with me the man that has helped me get the podcast back together. Welcome to the show, Dominic Earle. Thank you for joining me. He's going to co-host this episode to make sure I get it done.
Hello, Alan. Yes, I figured somebody needed to give you a good kicking up the backside to get you back again.
Everyone needs some help sometimes. I need someone to Donegan me.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's always best to have a buddy to do stuff with. So yes, I mean, the last episode was what, way back in 2022. In fact, I think it was about the 22nd of December. And yeah, we've missed you. What happened? Where did you go?
Oh, Dom, I've missed you. I've missed everyone. Yeah, where did I disappear? I started... I'd recorded a huge amount of episodes. I had one left to do to finish season three, which is going to be the final wrap-up series, which I recorded on Zencastr, and I recorded in sections, and then I discovered that I couldn't amalgamate those sections, and I struggled to do it myself. My contact at the people who were hosting my podcast back then disappeared, she left. So I didn't have a connection, a place to be able to do that stuff. And I got stuck. I was going to release it between Christmas and New Year. It didn't come out. Then as the days went by, the episode felt less relevant because it mentioned being between Christmas and New Year. And then I got even more stuck. And then Mile High Fi chased me for an episode. And I said, I'm having production problems. And they said, OK, get back to us. And I just stayed stuck. And I was stuck for some while. And then Mile High Fi got in touch again and said, OK, so you've not produced an episode in a while. We're going to change our relationship. And we want you to pay us $100 an episode to put it out, and we're going to be doing less editing. And it really didn't feel like a nice call. It didn't go so well. And I was left thinking, well, what do I do now with the podcast? Because I don't really want to pay $100 an episode and put the podcast out. And they don't really want it. Felt like they didn't want the podcast on their network. That's what it felt like.
So not exactly the rebel way then, if you've suddenly got to start paying loads for stuff.
No, it was definitely not the rebel way. And I just kind of got stuck and got this feeling of the podcast shouldn't be there. And then I'm like, okay, it took me about a week and a half to make the decision of I need to move the podcast. I need to find my own hosting. I need to move the podcast. I spoke to Mile High Fi and said, okay, I will be moving. I will be changing where I am. Thank you for supporting me. And then came the process of, okay, I've got to get some hosting for my own podcast. I've got to move it. And I think it was about that time, Dom, that you actually said to me, so what's going on with the podcast, Alan? And I was like, I'm stuck. Help.
And I was absolutely more than happy to do so, given that, you know, all the help and advice you've given to so many people. And I know so many people find it valuable. And I know we have all been missing you. So, yeah, I was happy to dive in. And I did that magic thing that you say on the podcast. And I said, right, let's get a date in the diary and start doing this. So we have been doing that for the last, must be getting on for about a month or so now, that we've been trying to get everything across and take care of all the technicalities of moving the episodes so that you don't lose them, and so that you've got all the data so that you can show who you've been helping.
And it has been a mission to do that. It has been a fun project moving all that stuff off. I've never spent so much time on different support services trying to get it to talk to each other. But yeah, like we did it. We followed the process. We made it happen together.
We did. And I think it just got to that point of stop standing in the valley and choose a hill to run up, really, wasn't it? It was, you know, let's make some decisions and just go for it. It might not be the right decision, but let's just see if it works. If it does, great. If not, at least we've tried something and we know we need to go and try something else instead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think my biggest learning from this whole thing has been that it's really easy to get stuck. Like, it's really easy to just get stuck and go, I can't do that. And then almost be paralyzed. Like, you literally get to this state of like, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to approach. I don't know which angle to take this. And you become paralyzed. And sometimes it takes someone to actually help you get on top of it again and find your route back with the podcast.
So would you say then, you know, one thing that you found from this whole process is that if you're in a business, going it alone is tough. It is difficult. So have a buddy. Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody in business with you. Doesn't have to be even somebody who's in business, but just somebody that you can talk to, that you can bounce ideas off, that you can, when you're finding yourself sort of stuck in that quicksand of not knowing what to do or which way to go, just having somebody there that you can talk things through. I mean, to be fair, you would probably have done it even if you hadn't carried on talking to me once you'd had that initial session. But it's, you know, hopefully been helpful to have me check in on you every couple of weeks like you do with your coaches.
Well, the accountability really helped because we would have the call 1 week. And you'd say, you so used all my tricks on me, which I love. You were like, okay, when's the next time we're talking? And I kind of almost hang my head in like, okay, I better do this now. And I organize that stuff and get it going. And that particular piece of, okay, we've got a call in a week's time. I've got to move this on. And then it would be coming up to the week's call and be like, okay, my action was this, this, and this. I'd better do it before I speak to Dom again. That accountability really helped because it made me do it. Because in the nicest possible way, whether I published an episode or not, my life didn't change. Like, nothing actually happened if I didn't produce an episode. So there were no stakes, no consequences, nothing. Like, if I didn't publish an episode, and after you've gone 3 months without publishing the episode, and I think two people messaged and said, hello, are you doing episodes still? And I would reply. And I think 3 or 4 people messaged and it was lovely. And I don't expect people to message at all. I just, like, there was no deadline. That having the deadline of your call was what drove the next action. I was like, okay, I need to get on top of Spotify for podcasts. I need to get on top of, how do I get control of my Apple podcast account? How do I get control of my Google podcast account? And those elements, keeping doing that, yeah, you and having accountability. So anyone listening to this, if you can find someone you're accountable for and you've got to report back each week about what you're doing, that will make a huge difference.
And can I let them know that on sometimes it was literally the morning of the call when you finally got the thing done?
Yeah, of course. Yes. It's this thing of, it becomes a frog. It becomes a difficult thing to do. And I was enjoying writing the blog. And I don't know if you've noticed, we've been producing a YouTube video on the Donegan's YouTube channel, 1 a week, about finance. I've been writing a blog 1 a week, maybe even 2 a week. Like, I produced a huge amount of content and I was free and producing and excited, whereas the podcast felt stuck and difficult and not my area of excitement, because all of a sudden I had to do, like, the RSS feed. Basically, Spotify said, we can't take it because your RSS feed is dirty, Donegan. You have a dirty RSS feed. And you and I were looking at it and you were going into the lines of this RSS feed. I've never edited an RSS feed. And I'm looking through it going, what actually is this? This is way outside my comfort zone. I'm not excited about this. Yeah, and that is that difference. So I was doing the work that was lighting me up. I was producing stuff, but you're exactly right. The stuff that I really needed to do if I wanted the podcast to launch again got pushed until right before that call, the accountability call, the morning of, right before we did it. And it's definitely down to where my energy was, what the excitement was. Without your accountability call, that wouldn't have happened. Without your help, that wouldn't have happened because I wouldn't have even done it in the morning. I would have just pushed it until whenever. Well, there were no stakes. There was no
Absolutely. But as
reason.
you say, it's that important thing, isn't it? Pick your frog and eat those first thing in the morning. But we have you back. We have you here. You're talking to the world again, sharing your insights and your wisdom with us, which is fabulous. So what now? What is going to happen in what will be essentially season four?
So I think the biggest shift for me is, and you all know this listening, the thing I love is coaching and producing episodes. So talking to cool entrepreneurs, the stories, the ideas, coaching people, helping them make progress. That's what I love. And I don't care whether that's progress making sales, marketing their business, or building their life, whatever that is. That's what I want to spend my energy doing. And they may have noticed that there was no intro jingle to this episode. I'm just going to record episodes a bit like the mad scientist does on his podcast. He records the episode, he puts it out, and that's it. He's done it. It's out there. And he does it when he has the energy, when he has a guest. There's no publishing schedule. So I'm not going to do two episodes a week. I'm not going to do one episode a week. I'm going to create an episode when I have the energy. I'm going to work out how to produce it effortlessly, and I'm going to put it out in the world for you. That will make it easier for me to do it, and more likely that I produce good quality and valuable episodes for you. I'm still going to prep them. Like, I've written a mass list of what I wanted to talk about on this episode. I'm still going to prep my questions. I'm still going to do all of that. That's part of the creating the episode that I enjoy, but I don't want to be bogged down by editing RSS feeds, by all of that stuff. It just kills my progress.
So, does this mean we're not going to get any more coaching series? Because presumably that's something that you really have to sort of pre-record and lay into. Because I know some of the coaching series have spanned sort of years.
They were kind of epic missions. You were right. Yeah, the one with Adam spanned 2 Christmases. The ones with Christina spanned several years. Like, it was a lot of work to do those. But I think I can still do that. But the audience's experience might be actually real time doing it with me. And there might be several weeks between podcast episodes. So what used to happen was I would record 12 episodes over a year or 20 episodes over 2 years, and then I would release them all together one a week. That's what I would do. I'd put them all together, release them all together. So your experience, a listener, it seemed like the person was making massive progress because they do one a week and it was just out there. Whereas I think what it'll be now is I'll create the episode, produce it, and publish it straight away. So your experience as a listener will be in real time with what the person's actually doing, which I think will make it easier for me. But I'd be interested to know, anyone who's listening to this, are you still there? Are you still subscribed to the podcast? Anyone still listening to this, what do you think of that idea? Because I think it's going to be less like recording over a long time, editing and curating, and it's going to be more publishing content and putting out there when it's done, when it's ready.
Going to be more sort of live stuff, absolutely. And you mentioned Adam there, just to give him a quick shout out. That's Adam at Craftbox Club. He's based in near Reading in the UK, and he does absolutely fabulous eco craft kits. So if you're after a Christmas gift in May, if you're one of those people who plan ahead, then yeah, he's well worth checking out. He's got some great stuff, and I think he has some special coronation kits as well, obviously, for King Charles III's coronation next this weekend coming. Gosh, already. And they're predicting rain. How unusual. But there's some other stuff going on in your life as well. I believe that you've got a new episode, well, a new series, if you like, of the Rebel Finance School coming out. And this time there's going to be something a bit different, isn't there?
Yeah, Katie and I are very excited. Rebel Finance School has become a big annual piece of our life. So we're doing the fourth one that we've run. We've run one a year, and it starts on June the 12th, which we are very excited about. So if you want to come along to Rebel Finance School, if 2023 is the time for you to get on top of your finances to get your money working for you, then sign up for a ticket. Just Google Rebel Finance School, or it's on my website, alandonegan.com/Rebel Finance. And we're running the full 10-week program. It'll be broadcast to YouTube, so you can do it on catch up. Like, it's all going out there. And excitingly, Rebel School now has its own building. We have an HQ in Westminster in London. We've never had a building before, and I'm super excited about that. So Katie and I will be running it live from the building in London, and there's space for 40, 45 people to join us a week and do the course live with us. So if you happen to be in London, you want to come along and meet us, sign up for a ticket for one of the weeks and come along and hang out, work on your podcast, work on your finances with us, and come and say hello.
Absolutely. And very, very, very much looking forward to that. I will definitely be there on week one, as will a full complement of people, because week one, I believe the tickets are already sold out. That happened pretty rapidly. So if you do want to get in, make sure you find it. It's on, is it on Eventbrite?
It's on Eventbrite, the tickets. You can find them on the website link as well. So they're on there, or just follow me on Facebook, or like, just Google us. You will find us.
Excellent. And speaking of the Rebel building, I believe that you have your partner in crime, co-founder and general buddy Simon there. And do you think we're going to be hearing any more from Simon or any of your other colleagues at Rebel Business School over the course of this season?
Definitely. So Simon has actually recorded an episode. He's expressed an interest. He wants to get more into the podcast, and he's recorded an episode with a guy called Jamie Smart, who is an incredible coach. And Simon's focus at the moment is on mental health and mental well-being, because it can be tough as a solopreneur. It can be tough as a business owner, tough for your confidence, tough for your energy, tough for your motivation. Like, I'm pretty good at this stuff, and if I got stuck producing an episode of a podcast, it can happen to anyone. And that's going to be Simon's focus, is helping people build their confidence. So look out for an episode very soon from Simon interviewing a coach called Jamie Smart, all about mental health and mental well-being as an entrepreneur. And the secret is, it really applies to anyone, Dom. It's not just entrepreneurs. Everyone needs to look after their mental health.
Absolutely. And that course you did back before Christmas about creating your extraordinary life and that sort of stuff, I think focused a lot on that. And also the Rebel Finance School also focuses on the sort of mental side of finances as well. It is all so interconnected, and finding a friend. So if you can't wait for Simon's episode, then he has done a TEDx talk called Bees in the Brain. So if you Google that, You can find that out, and you can find out some of what Simon's going to be talking about.
I love
that. Okay. Right. Well, thank you so much for this catch up. It's been great. It's been great to hear that you are back, that we are going to be hearing from you, albeit it might not be regularly, but we will be hearing from you every so often with new stuff, new interesting topics, new things to help those entrepreneurs out there and just general people in life. Because that's what I've always found valuable about your podcast, is that it doesn't matter whether or not the content is relevant to something that I'm currently doing, the level of energy and the insights and everything, there's always been something that has been a fabulous sort of takeaway from each and every episode. Whether that has literally just been a re-energizing. So thank you very much for that. And would you like to close us out in typical Alan style?
Absolutely. You knew it was coming. The closing message for the episode is everyone gets stuck from time to time. And sometimes it might seem like a ridiculously small thing that gets you stuck, like changing platforms for your podcast, or a simple thing like making a phone call becomes a big thing. It's so easy to get stuck. So my tips to getting unstuck are, number one, define the problem. What's stopping you? And what was stopping me was getting an episode out. I didn't know how to do it. I was struggling with it. Number two, define what you want to do. Like, what's the actual thing you want to do, which is, for me, produce an episode. Maybe it is make a sale. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But define what your actual goal is. Then number three, what's the next step? And break it down to the tiny little thing. And my first next step was to look up a provider, a host, which I eventually found. Then it was to transfer the podcast. Then I got stuck again because I tried to transfer it and the technology said no. And then I had to define another next step because I didn't have a direct one, which was actually to enlist Dom to help me and to make sure I stayed on task. And so it's breaking it down into those small next steps that you can keep moving on. And then finally, have someone that you're accountable to make sure you can say to them, okay, here's my next action. I'll have it done by when we speak again next week, or I'll message you, or maybe they message you and say, have you done that thing yet? And that will really help you to get unstuck. But the key message from this episode is, it doesn't matter how empowered you are. It doesn't matter how successful you are. We all get stuck sometimes. So use the tips, get unstuck, keep making progress. I believe in you. You can do it. Welcome back to the Rebel Entrepreneur.